Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Look, I think that you're live there, mate. If you just bear me a second, mate, they'll bring me off the queue in and here we go. So man, we find your show.
It's a word called, you know.
Follow your intro.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Well, hello and welcome to Nick Humphries Medium Show. I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next 2 hours here on Christmas Day night. Wow, what a day. And I hope you've all had a marvellous, marvellous Christmas day of opening presents, being with loved ones, and just merrily enjoying yourself. Do you know, I am full up with chocolate. I really am, and I don't think I can eat another thing. But do you know, my wife put on such a good dinner. We went different this year. We didn't have turkey. She cooked me duck, and it was lovely. I am being asked if there's going to be a chat room tonight. So we are having problems with Blog Talk. For some reason, Blog Talk is messing around. So bear with me. We will get the chat room open. If I can, I shall ask the producer now, because we're having to do things slightly different tonight. So I'll ask. It's open. It is open. There you go. So and I'll even see if I can get in myself. But do you know, Christmas Day is a thing for all, for everyone, and it's really bizarre, because on a spiritual level, you know, I really sort of, I don't know, when I was a kid, you know, I was forced to go to Sunday school, and I hated it. I was forced to know about, I'm going to talk about this because it's Christmas, okay, to learn about Jesus and so on, bless his heart, and it's just one of those things that really didn't, actually I was going to say it didn't gel with me. Hang on, we're having a problem with the chat room, because it doesn't seem to be working either. We actually had a message from Blog Talk saying Blog Talk would be shut for 2 days. So we all instantly thought that was actually going to be the whole of Blog Talk. It's not. It's just part of Blog Talk, obviously the staff and so on. Anyway, as I was talking very merrily about Christmas, what does it mean to me, what does it mean to you? And obviously, through my development, you know, from my childhood to my teens, to my early adulthood, and to the present day, and it doesn't matter what medium you talk to. I mean, I know Mike Davis, lovely Mike Davis, who's, I know he's listening in because he's having to help produce tonight as well. You know, will tell you that we will continue to develop. Spirit will always teach us something new, but we all have different pathways. Some are the same. Some could be I'm having technical issues this end as well. Oh, it's going to be... See, Christmas Day, eh? What a laugh. Well, there you go. I've got a bit of power now. Right, we can't. Right, okay.
Nick, can I come in here, mate?
You can, mate, yeah.
Getting cross-wired there. The chat room is open. That was a question that Ken asked me that I'm a little bit slow in typing by her.
Yeah.
That's a question for me and Ken. We can't. In other words, he's saying, how can we stream callers? And we can't. So, unfortunately, we have to just have area codes.
Right.
But hey, oh, we're live, and that's the main thing.
Yep.
The chat room is up. It is open. And Ken bless his little heart when he gets in there. Pam Rogers, she's in the chat room. And maybe she can copy the URL address and put in your Facebook page. So she's a nice lady like that.
She could do.
She could do. So Pam Rogers, copy the URL address to the chat room, which is the show page.
Yeah, and put it into
Your Facebook, and then you can just click that link, Nick, and in you go, so you can talk to your lovely fan.
Yep, there you go.
There we are. I didn't mean to sabotage the show, Nick, but...
No, you're not... No, Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Nick. You know, it can only happen on Christmas Day. But, you know,
hey-ho, that's right.
Okay, Pam has asked me what... obviously, you're not privileged to the chat room, Pam... If you can copy the URL address, which is right at the top of your page on your browser, it'll say www.blogtalkradio.com. And it says Flash Player something chat. If you can just copy the whole lot of that, which is it is the show page, and put it onto Nick's Facebook page, you will be very, very grateful. Because Nick has explained, you have to do things
PM it.
Yeah, or even private message to Nick, whichever.
Yep, that'd be great. That would be great.
And in the meantime, Nick, I will try my utmost best. Or maybe, you know, there is another way for you to do it. Same as where everybody else is. Go to blogtalkradio.com / Mike Spurrett FM. Find the on-air show, and there you'll find it.
That's right.
But just remember, because you're live, to put the show on pause.
Yeah. These technical issues on Christmas Day, eh?
You know, it's only
happened
Christmas Day, but we're
like... That's right. Oh, someone's messaging me now. Pam's messaged me. So there you go. Thank you very much, Pam. That's very kind of you.
And Merry Christmas to Delia.
Merry Christmas to my listeners. I don't know who's in the chat room at the moment.
Well,
it's just loading
in the chat room, Nick, which is, it's actually surprised me for Christmas Day. It really has. But yeah, it's nice to see that we have, our regulars, and it's really nice. I hope that everybody did have a wonderful Christmas. Santa's been very nice to me, particularly towards the end of the day.
And Rebecca's there. Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
Yeah, Becky's. Yeah, Merry Christmas. So anyway, let me just carry on with what I was going on, and I thank you very much, Mike, for all your work you're doing in the background there.
No problem.
I know you've travelled to be with Kerry today, or was it last night? So
not today. I've just landed.
Have you just landed? Have you?
Just landed. Anyway, need your computer out of the way.
Merry Christmas, and also to Ken as well, because I know me and Ken were talking just prior to the show. We were trying to sort out stuff in the background there, but Ken is always in the background, and people don't realise how much hard work he does. And you know what? I messaged him half hour ago and said, "Is it too late for me to choose a track for my show?" Bless his heart, he said no. So I've got a track lined up, okay. But it ties in with what I'm saying about Christmas and so on. But it's also, I think Mikey might put your mic.
Yes, I'm gonna go to mute
next because
Molly's
already
planning
it. Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Mike. There you go. That's the lovely mic. Only on my show and only on Christmas Day, eh? Never mind. So I'm cutting out, am I? Well, Pam, I do apologise if there is quality in, or the lack of quality in the the volume and the sounds. Okay, it's out of our control. It's Blog Talk. It's Christmas as well. But welcome one and all to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Hey, so I was talking about Christmas, but also my pathway. And if you're not a friend of mine on Facebook, you won't know the news that I received actually. Christmas, what was it? Not Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Eve. I actually got my certificate for my ordainment. So I am actually a reverend. It's not something that that I'll be boasting about. It's something that I'm doing for a higher purpose. And I'm going to explain that higher purpose to you this evening. I feel it's time. And I will be repeating this again on New Year's and probably the show after that, or maybe not New Year's Eve, because I don't think I'm going to have many people in the chat room on New Year's Day. So we all have a pathway, whether or not we decide to actually accept it or choose it or actually go for it or trust it. But I've been told certain things by my guides, by spirit over the last 5-6 years of what I'm meant to be doing. Yes, I'm meant to be doing readings and teaching and trance and being part of my spirit network and so on, and that will continue. But there are certain other things that have come to light with myself. I'm just trying to decide whether or not to place track first. Because it's a track that I absolutely adore. The words just really do say it about everything that's going on. The idea that I've got, or the pathway that I've been given, and the fact that I've become a reverend, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be a religious person and have my own church and following or as such. But because I'm a spiritual man and I am an unconditional man, so I will see the unconditional in everybody and anybody, no matter what race, what religion they believe in, and in fact I will understand and I will accept their beliefs, because that's what spirituality is about in my views and from what my teachings. Because people don't realize when you're a medium and you're sitting for spirit, especially when I'm doing trance, because I am out of body and I go and sit with spirit, and we get told things and we get taught things and we get shown things as well. Which is mind-boggling. And some of the things that I've been told, I've kept very, very close to my chest. And there's only a select few that I can trust with the information. And I know that won't laugh at me and think I'm completely bonkers. So what I've over the, I suppose it's been really 2011 really, and 2012 have been the clinchers for me. We've got a few wars going on. We've got our soldiers, men and women, out in foreign lands in Iraq and Afghanistan and so on, protecting for peace, I say for peace, okay, there's lots of things going on. Recently, I think about 3 days ago, I got a message from Pam asking for my blessings from my healing to go out to some firefighters that were out in America. They were on their way to a call, and then they got shot. They got murdered by a person using a rifle. I think a couple of weeks ago I was talking about a video that I saw on YouTube that someone had posted about, a kid being run over twice and so on. And it's obviously we've got the shooting recently and, with all those kids that have been killed. It's not getting any better. And I don't see the government doing anything about it. Okay, I'll say this: Barack Obama is the only one at the moment that is trying to actually sort something out. He's actually looking into the gun laws in America, which is great. And you know what? I would stand next to him because he is such a great guy, and he's actually a spiritual man as well. But I'll tell you what, let me go to his track, okay? Please listen to words. I want you to put your hands in the air, and I, if you know the words, I want you to sing it, okay? Because this song, and Helen said to me, if and when I do pass the spirit, this is going to be played at my funeral or my celebration, because it's not going to be a funeral. It's going to be a celebration of my life. Doesn't mean I'm going to pass anytime soon, but this is what this song means so much to me. Please listen to words, and I will come back and I will tell you what I am about to do. And just listen to the song, and I'll speak to you in about, I think it's about 7 minutes long. So I'll speak to you then.
In the beginning, the land was pure. Even in the early morning light, you could see the beauty in the forms of nature. Soon men and women of every color and shape would be here too. And they would find it all too easy sometimes not to see the colors and to ignore the beauty in each other. But they would never lose sight of the dream of a better world that they could unite and build together in triumph.
I don't know if I have a slight problem with the... So, yeah, my show's just not going the way it's going. The song is obviously a lot longer than that. So, right, okay. So, right. The track is about people coming together. And, you know, the fact that the blood in my veins is the same as yours, and so on. And it's just about the fact that we should all come together as one, you know. You all know that I'm actually going to India in January. I'm flying out on the 12th I'm actually being escorted around. When I say escorted, that sounds really strong, but I'm actually being shown around India. I'm being taken to all the spiritual centres out in India. I'm going to be doing meditation out there in amongst and with some lovely people out there. It's not a business trip. It's a trip, but there is a reason for me being out there. One of the messages that I've got from Spirit is that I need to reform. I need to bring together humanity. I can't do this alone. Obviously, I'm just one person. You know, I'm just a normal, everyday, member of the human race that talks to Spirit along with many others. And I think I mentioned on Facebook ages ago, this year, about me starting up a spiritual group. It wasn't a spiritual group, it was a spiritual party. But this was given to me by Spirit. They said, Nick, you need to start up a spiritual party that not works against governments, but works with governments. And today I got more confirmation of this, and it kind of blew my mind a bit, but they just gave me more insight as to how, why, and when, and where, and so on. So this is it, guys. This is what Spirit has told me that I've got to do. Okay, and I'm. Do I say it? I suppose I do. It's going to be a party where I will have a member of every religion in it. I will have a member of every nation in it. It's going to be a big party. The idea of this is it will brings together all religions. So I'm just reading another message. So it's going to be all religions under one roof, and where we understand it would be under one roof. So we understand we are bringing these people together. Our aim will be, okay, to be just to bring peace, unity, understanding of that we are all one. We are all the same. No matter what our religion is, or our beliefs, or our skin, or where we come from, but we can all actually, you know, it doesn't matter if somebody is going to be praying to Allah or to God, or, you know, whatever their God is, you know, it's entirely up to them. But it's all about respect of each other, and it's a serious thing. It's like a really serious thing, and I'm like. I've spoken to Helen about this quite a lot, and I'm like, what do I do? How do I do it? And, you know, do you think I'm mad? I'm completely off my rock. Great, thanks. And that's why the reason, you know, that I've become a reverend as part of this, because then I'm seen as just, you know, it's. You know, if you go to like a Church of England, or you go to a Catholic church and you say, I'm a medium, blah, 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 and I want to bring the world peace, they're going to throw you out. But actually, if you say you're a reverend, and they look at you slightly differently. So it's one of those things. It's having that peace would be wonderful. It would be. You know, it's just, it's one of those things that we all have to aim for. And it's just, so what, basically, I know that there are many people listening to this show, okay? Many people from many nations, okay, listening to this show. So if you are one of those people out there, and you want more insight to this, this is going to take a long time to do. It's not going to be, you know, a month or 2 months. It's going to take a long while to get it up and running. We need to look at backing and so on and stuff like that. It's just that every time I listen to that music, that Michael Jackson or Jackson 5 track, okay, you know, spirit come forward and saying, when are you going to get started? Yeah, so this is the thing. And actually, to get the invite from India was actually a really big honour. Christmas Day, great, isn't it? Yeah. Oh dear, I love Christmas Day. Just full of stuff that goes on, right? So that's it, guys. It's a really important thing. It's one of the things that's really important to me, and it's one that's going to ricochet all over the globe. I'm actually going to India to talk about this to a couple of people out there as well. I'm going out there for this. It's crazy. It's a crazy idea, but one that I believe in. So anybody that's actually listening in the chat room, what do you think on this, guys? What do you think? What do you think on what I'm saying? Do you think it's a mad idea? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a possibility? Do you think it's one that I should stick to? I'm just waiting for some response. But also, while I'm waiting for some response, a possibility. Okay. Right, so if you want a reading this evening, here on Christmas Day night, okay, just call these numbers, 760-283-4611, okay, or prefix number, it's a good idea, okay, or you just go 001-760-283-4611, or you can get in via Blog Talk, which is blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, okay? So it's I've got to laugh. It's just mad. It's mad here. You know, please bear with me. It's India, not India. It's Christmas. Okay, India is so pretty for the photos I've seen. Yeah, it is. Do you know, it is. I can't wait to. It's going to be full of colour. And actually, I was watching TV the other day, and a lady said that I was born in England. My parents decided to go and move to India. So I lived out in India for many years, and then I came back. I came from a world of colour into a world of black and white. And that's what I'm expecting. You know, and also, I can't wait to smell India as well, because it's going to be full of, yeah, all right, so it's not going to be such nice smell sometimes, but it's going to be of all those herbs and spices and, you know, the richness out there of everything. It's going to be really, really great. I can't wait. That's the idea. It's going to be a spiritual party, okay? It's going to be a global spiritual party. It's where we then are. It's like a quest. It's that sort of thing. But we will be highly involved with the political side as well, but not being political. So it's just a food for thought from spirit, and that's my pathway. So there you go. The song was cut off. Bless his heart. Ken misunderstood a message that was written in a chat room, and bless his heart. It's, you know, I think we've all probably had a bit too much sherry. So it's just great. I'll tell you what, let's lighten up the atmosphere. Let's go for a bit of a Christmas track. I've left Ken in charge of Christmas music today, okay? I thought it'd be great for him just to, 'cause I know he knows some really great tracks, okay? So I know he's going to put on some lovely tracks. It's a Christmas show. We're going to have some guests coming in a little bit later as well. We're doing some readings. If we do get any callers come into the show, you know, cause we understand that Christmas time is a time for being with family, past and present. You know, and it'd be nice to hear from somebody that's passed into the spirit. They've gone home to the spirit world, and to, you know, to come forward and give you a message or two. So let's go to a music track. I'm going to have a sip of my drink, and I'm going to be merry. And yeah, let's go for a track, Ken. Play that thing.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, it's wonderful, Mike Davis, and some great Christmas tracks there. Just during the tracks, actually, I came up with a bit of an idea, and it's one that I we used to do in the 70s, I think, over here in the UK. But it's the, and pardon the expression, but it's the crap Christmas present swap shop. So, did Santa bring you a present that you didn't want or didn't like or have no reason to have? So, bless his heart, you know, come down that chimney. If you're in the chat room, okay, why don't you put down the most craziest present you've got this year, you know, and if you're going to put it, will you be coming to the States? Yes, I will. I will be coming to the States, Susie. So, yeah, so did Santa bring you something that you're never, ever going to use? If so, what is it? You know, because somebody might like to swap. So it's like the multicoloured swap shop from the 70s. So, but I don't mean it any disrespect to anybody that obviously gave those presents at all. It's for a bit of fun. You know, I got something crazy. I'm not going to say what it is, but I got something crazy to say that I think it's great, and I probably will use it, but it's not something that I'd go out and buy myself. You haven't got all your gifts yet. Oh, bless you. So you've got everything that you wanted and needed. Oh, bless. Well, there you go. See? Okay, so that's that blown that idea out of the way. So I do know that we have some callers here on the show, waiting in the sidelines to do or have a reading. But I also know that I've got a couple of people who want to come on later on in the show, just to wish us all a Merry Christmas. Hopefully they'll turn up, if they're not all too drunk. So, yes, Susie, I am planning at some stage to come to the States this year. It's difficult because we get invitations to go all over the place. So I'm going to India. Me and Mike are going to Norway in February. We come back. We I then go back to Norway in April. So yeah, I had a headache since 2012. Okay, 12. Okay, well, yeah, 2012 is about shifting the negative energy out for 2013 to be more positive. Hence why I was talking about the spiritual party that I'm going to put together, and, you know, for it to be a positive, more enlightened life and world and so on. That's, you know, it's going to take time to get there. Right, okay. Well, duly noted, Pam. Absolutely duly noted. So, so I'll tell you what, if we can go to a caller. Let's see what Christmas spirit brings us. So let's go to the first caller. I can only give area codes at the moment. So if we have an area code, I'll ask the producer to push me through an area code. Nick, I saw you said I was quiet. I'm clipping my cat's and dog's toenails while I was listening. thank you, Susie. It's very, very kind of you to offer your home for my stay to go to Atlanta. That's great. I do have relatives in Colorado that I'll be visiting as well. But it looks to me like I'll be doing a bit of an American tour at some stage. So, okay, let's go to the area code 207. Let's do a couple of readings and before we go to some music tracks. And then I know we've got a guest coming in at 10 just to say Merry Christmas. So, 207, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maine in the U.S.
Wow, okay. Have you had a nice Christmas?
In all honesty, it's improved since I went on to your show. I just made a new friend on Facebook. Somebody who thought he knew me and didn't.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, if these things happen, okay.
Yeah, spirit works in strange ways because it's been a long, boring day.
Oh, bless you. So,
I know,
okay.
It was one of those things that I thought, I don't know how long ago it was a couple of months ago maybe, when my father came through, and I don't remember which medium, it wasn't to me, but he was saying that I dreaded Christmas and that it was going to be good this year, and so far I'm, okay, what happened here, Dad?
Okay. Well, I can't comment on the messages you've had from other mediums.
No,
okay, so is it a general reading? Is there a specific question that you want answered?
I think whatever spirit would like to tell me. I found that just recently, somebody popped back into my life recently, but they were going to connect with me because they said they finally had internet again, and they never did. And then I finally last night got a Merry Christmas wish and said, hope we'd connect, you know, we would chat soon. And I can't figure the guy out because we had a real closeness, and then he just sort of, he didn't have internet, and I figured you've got internet cafes, you know, libraries.
Yeah.
You know, the UK is no different from the US, so what's your problem?
Okay.
Somebody called him a cucumber sandwich once.
A cucumber sandwich, okay. What's
a cucumber
that mean?
Sandwich. I think he meant he was kind of foggy and wouldn't hold up to the guy that I've been interested in Ireland, who is now just getting around to, I can get him to wink at me. After my parents said I should be going for it with him, and he just winks if I can get that out of him. It's all very odd. My world is weird.
But, you know, it doesn't mean it's weird, okay? It just means it hasn't panned out the way that you thought it was going to pan out. But, sweetheart, while I'm listening to your voice, okay, I have opened up the channels to the spirit world, and I have seen, and I've got here a lovely lady that's in spirit to you, okay? She tells me that she's grandmother, and she's pointed to mum's side of the family with you as well. Do you understand this link? Okay.
Yeah.
But she's talking to me that things... Right. Okay, thank you. She's telling me that things around you haven't been working out for some time around you. Do you understand this? And thank you. She just said as well that people or things around you have been falling away. Does that make sense? It's like clearing out all the clutter. Does that make sense to you?
I understand about how life has been really, you know, that's been a mess around me for a long time. Clearing out the clutter. Well, I hope I am. I'm trying to get back on my feet. Still keep my home. And it's what it is.
Okay, right. Okay, I get you now. Okay, I'll tell you. She's really, really lovely. Can you give that to me again? This lady is lovely. Okay. She talks to me. Okay, thank you. There's a couple of things with this lady, okay? She's talking to me about her neck. She's showing me her neck. So she would have had is it you that's got a sore neck, or does she have a sore neck before her passing? But she's also talking to me about her chest as well. Does that make sense to you?
My mother died of congestive heart failure.
Okay.
Because she had at one time open heart surgery and had a pig valve put in, and she had a pacemaker. But I don't know about her neck. She was in a nursing home, and
okay.
When she passed.
Okay, I can't make it fit, but she keeps talking to me about her neck. Okay, but she is also holding her chest as well as we speak. Okay, but she is a lovely lady. Second, right. She's also talking to me about racing or races. So like either she used to go to the races or she used to like the races. Or there's something going on around you, like it's racing around. Does this make sense to you? I can only offer it to you.
Okay, no, I don't remember her ever liking races or anything. And
okay, at the moment, all she keeps saying to me is races. So let me ask her to define what she means. So just bear me a second. What do you mean, sweetheart? Right, okay. Oh, okay, right. So she's talking about the fact that you are racing around. That's what she's saying. You are racing around, okay? And she's telling me that actually, because you're racing around, that things can't keep up with you, okay? And people can't keep up with you. Does that make sense to you now?
I don't know. I have mental energy. You could burn it for keep your home warm for several winters, I think, and still have some left over. Yeah.
Okay, so it could be mentally then you're racing around, your mind is racing around, but she's...
That's my mind 24/7.
Yeah, but she's also talking to me about you physically, that you're racing around. It's like you're here, there, and everywhere, but actually people find it hard to contact you or to keep contact with you. Okay, does that make sense?
Well, people do find it hard to get hold of me because I keep my phone ringer off.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, I can't tell you more
than
that.
I've been doing that a lot lately just because, you know, sometimes it's just like I don't want to have to deal with certain people, so I just leave the phone off, and if they call, I call them back.
Okay. She's also talking to me about the color blue, okay? But I feel this is something that she would have liked. She would have liked the color blue, but also she's bringing blue, and blue, for me, is healing, okay? So there's healing around you, and that she's bringing forward to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And she just said healing of the mind and the heart as well, she said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But she just wants to clarify as well. Actually, yes, blue was my favorite color as well. And she stands here actually before me in a blue dress. Okay. But it's a very pale blue dress. Okay. So it's a very pastely color. I tell you, she's absolutely beautiful. Right, but there's also a gentleman that stands with her as well, and I feel this is actually grandfather that would have passed the spirit, but he would have been connected to her. Do you understand this?
Yes, because my parents, okay. I had older parents, everybody's gone.
Right, okay, sweetheart. But I'm just talking about these two. I've got grandmother and grandfather that were a union together, okay?
So now that must be her father.
Right, okay. But
that must be Grant.
Right, but he's telling me that he's your grandfather.
Right, because I called my maternal grandfather Gramps, and my paternal grandfather was Grandpa.
Okay, and he would have stood I would say taller than grandmother. You'd understand this. Not the same height, but taller.
Okay, so we're talking... Okay, Grandpa... My paternal grandparents were about the same height, as I recall.
Okay.
But my other grandmother, we weren't close at all. And she died when I was 7, and I didn't really get to know Gramps because I was 2 when he died.
Okay.
But I barely remember him because I saw him in the hospital.
I can only give you the information that I see before me, okay? I will always give you 100%, okay? This lady is grandmother chest, and she talked about a neck, okay? So she would have had a sore neck, thank you. She would have had arthritis in her neck. That's what she just said. But she's also...
Okay, so that must be Grandma Layton.
Okay, but also then this gentleman stands... Actually, are you the same height? He's telling me that actually he is a little bit taller than her. Not much, but he is a little bit...
Right.
Okay?
Okay, I can see that.
Is it right you're looking for work as well? Because he's talking about work around you. You're looking. He just said, "Oh, tell her she's looking for work, but in the wrong direction." Does that make sense?
What I'm supposed to be doing is setting up a website for my jewelry business, and I want to set up something. I want to set up something different for my mediumship and healing work. And I do at some point need to do something. Maybe I'm not published as an author yet, but I've had enough encouragement that I have to continue writing.
Well, yeah, please, do.
I've been told I'd be published.
Okay. But they're also talking to me about physical things around you as well. Okay, the physical side of the spirit they're talking to me about. Okay. And it's funny that you talk about the healing, because obviously I mentioned about the blue and the healing coming to you, but they're mixing the two together. So there's like a physical healing around you, or that you can give. Do you understand this?
Probably, because that's one of my gifts, is a gift of healing.
Okay, I feel it's more towards the trance side of spirit, where you bring through spirit doctor, you bring through the energy of spirit, and then you pass on that on as a physical to the person that you're helping. Do you understand this?
I think so. I just know I have a gift of healing, and I only once I laid hands on someone, but mostly I send energy to people.
Okay. Right. Can I? Okay. I'm just asking him to give me something again, because he just said something to me and I didn't quite catch it quick enough. Right. Okay. He's also talking about September. It's his grandfather. He's talking about September around you as well. He says, "Thank you. An important month. An anniversary." He just said anniversary in September. You understand this?
My grandmother was born in September.
Okay. It could be a birthday. It could be an anniversary.
That's all I would know of is her birthday, which was the 8th, I believe.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Why do they keep talking to me about Cinderella? Cinderella. They just said Cinderella. Do you understand this?
I have no idea.
Okay. Why do you keep? Right.
Cinderella.
Okay. Right, this is all right. I'm asking. They're talking about Cinderella, the magical land, okay? But I do. It's like Orlando. So either there's a trip coming up to Orlando, or you'll be going that direction. Does that make sense to you? They keep going.
No, not at all. My goal is to go across the pond. I want to Ireland and Scotland.
Okay. Well, also I have to give it. They keep talking about. Okay, right, thank you. They are talking about Orlando, but so I'm talking, the fact that they're giving me this is for you to watch out for this as well, okay? So
okay.
It's coming up. Okay. Okay.
How odd. I'm not a Florida person.
Yeah, but I'm not an Indian person, but, I'm going to India,
Yeah, I know. Well, that's great for you. I just don't see myself. Somebody told me once I should be going to Florida with them. I'm like, no way.
Okay.
I'm a person that likes all four seasons, and I felt for years that pull to Scotland and Ireland, because I do have Celtic heritage, and I feel like a misplaced Celt.
Okay. I don't feel that it's a move to Orlando, Florida. I don't feel it's
no.
that. I feel it's a visit, maybe more to do with work. Okay. I don't think, and please don't take this the wrong way, I don't think you should be closed-minded of this, okay? Something is going to be offered to you where you have to go to Orlando, okay?
I hear you.
Okay, say again. Okay, sweetheart, do you understand the name of Tracy? I don't normally give names, but they keep talking to me about Tracy. Tracy, either you need to look out for this name, or there's a Tracy around you. But I feel actually it's grandmother here that's talking to me. And she keeps saying to me, please can you just mention Tracy and say hello to Tracy. Do you know Tracy that she would have been connected to?
Nope.
Okay. Just keep an ear out.
I will.
Okay.
Tracy? No. Doesn't ring a bell at all.
Okay. Okay, say again. Right, they are just saying to me, please, please, calm your mind, okay? That's what they're saying,
right.
Calm your mind, okay? Because you can't do something if your mind isn't in the right frame, okay? Right, okay. Okay, is that the book? Okay. And what about this gentleman? I'm asking about this gentleman now, okay? Okay. So what I'm getting from spirit, okay, and I'll be completely honest, is that I don't
sure.
feel that this gentleman is going to be part of your pathway, okay? And they keep saying to me, it's a long way off. It's a long way off. Okay,
Who are they talking about?
Which gentleman is that? Okay, they keep talking to me about the taller one of the two. The taller one of the two. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to figure out which one was taller. the cucumber sandwich in England or the Dubliner?
Is it England or Ireland based? Okay, England based. Okay.
I would agree with that one because I realize that the other one, as somebody pointed out, who was another good strong medium in Australia, that Eamon is the same. He had more staying power. He was the one that could handle someone like me.
Okay.
You have to be really strong to handle a strong person like myself.
Bless you. Sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay.
I've got loads of
Thank you.
To get through, but please listen back in the archives if you wish to and download your reading. Please take the love from the spirit world, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, and I'll just stay online if you don't mind and listen.
You carry on, yes, sweetheart. That's
okay, I'll take myself out of queue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, blessings.
And to you. I love Christmas Day. Isn't it nice to get something from loved ones on Christmas Day? Isn't it just, you know, I'm going to call in somebody and I'm going to say Merry Christmas to them. So, Sarah, are you there?
I'm slow on the mark here, Nick. I'm here. How are you?
I catch you. Have you been on the tipple?
I've just had a couple of glasses of red, yeah. I've got to be honest.
Cool. Merry Christmas to you.
And you too.
Had a good day?
Fantastic day. Really lovely.
Did the man in red come down your chimney?
He did, yes. My daughter questioned it, though, so she's getting very clever.
Really?
Mummy, which presents did Father Christmas bring? And I said, all of them. And she said, but that one's from Daddy, and that one's from you, and that one's from so-and-so. And I said, hi, Key, shh. I thought we're leading into... I won't be able to answer these questions.
Do you have a chimney?
I do, yes.
Yeah, because that's one of the other questions. Daddy, you know, Mummy, Daddy, we don't have a chimney. You know, how does he come down the chimney if we haven't got one? Well, he's got a magical key, see? So did you hear... I don't know if you heard earlier in my show. I was talking about those Christmas presents that you would never... or never use or anything like that. Did you get everything that you need?
Yeah, I mean, jewellery, my kiddies buy me lovely, lovely jewellery.
Oh,
you know, we go to shows and I said, there's some money, I'm going to get a few bits for Christmas. And they always buy me beautiful pieces. And my eldest son bought me my favourite wine, so, you know, smellies and stuff like that. So I'm pretty easy to please, to be honest with you, Nick.
That's good. Well, I tell you what, I'm well prepped for Norway in February because I know it's going to be really cold in February. And I've got two lovely jumpers and I've got some thermal socks, which is great. And I got a rather nice bottle of mosquito repellent as well. So for when I get to India. All things that are useful that I need.
Lovely.
Yeah, great.
What, you can say a bottle of cognac or...
I think the most I've had today is Helen cooked duck this afternoon and there's drambuie in that, isn't there? In the gravy of juice and stuff, there's drambuie. But it was lovely. Really, really nice.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what are you doing for the rest of the festive season?
You know, it's cheeky, but I'm going to relax. I'm going to try and do a bit of work because I love working over Christmas. I might get on the phone line over the next couple of days because obviously my one-to-one work, everybody's gone quiet and they're obviously spending time with their own families. But I do like to connect with spirits at Christmas time because it's such an empowering emotional time and they want to connect with people. So I'll try and do a bit of work over the next couple of days. But I'm taking it easy, Nick.
good. Well, I'll tell you, we've relaxed. I mean, we've watched Isabella open half her present. She's still got half under the tree, okay? But she was so tired doing half. We're knackered. We are absolutely knackered. We are so tired. But it's been a great day. We've been to the horses. We went there this morning. We mucked them out and cleaned them up and so on. Gave them, fed them, and came home. And we watched a Christmas movie. Watched Isabella open her presents. We shared some presents as well. And been playing with Isabella with the toys and reading the books and so on. Helen cooked dinner, and then we went out to the horses again, mucked them out again, and said hello and Merry Christmas. And but because we're relaxing, we're more tired.
I know. I mean, I zonked out earlier. I've been for lunch with my brother's girlfriend and her mother and him, and had a really lovely day. The kids have had some fantastic presents. They're really happy. They didn't get up till late. And I went and picked up my eldest son, Tommy, who came over. He gets really excited. He likes to open all the presents with them. And they all opened them up together and had a good old play. I mean, he's 21, and the other two are 9 and 8.
Oh,
so
it's
been absolutely fantastic. No arguments. Lovely,
good.
Easy day.
Well, I've got a second Christmas day tomorrow. No, it's Boxing Day, but it's a second Christmas day because obviously I've got two children from a previous marriage. They're coming over tomorrow. We've got presents under the tree for them. I have spied that there are presents for me under the tree from them as well, and to Helen and Isabella. And so we're going to have a second Christmas. We're going to have a nice roast dinner. And obviously I'm not working. I can't work tomorrow because I've got two kids. They're staying over. So it's going to be a busy time. I don't think I'm going to get onto the phone lines or any one-to-ones this week, which is, I don't mind, because it's I think I need to relax. It's been one of those weeks.
The sing off, didn't that sing off take it out of you, Nick?
It wasn't the sing off. It's 60 miles to Studio One and 60 miles back. So after the show with Mike, we had such a great show. We sat down, we had a drink together, we had a really good chat about everything that's going on around us, about the shows, about my work, me going to India, the lovely Grant Collier, he gave me a reading, which is fantastic. And I think I probably left Mike's at about 12:15 at night. I didn't get into my bed, gone quarter past one. So it was quite a long day. But it was good. Yeah, it was good. And I'm looking to go back into Studio One again. There's an energy. I don't know. Me and Mike have. We have worked together on platform once, I've been with him when he's done his work as well. It's just great being around him. He's such a great guy. I just want to quickly say thank you very much to Dee in the chat room, who I just gave the reading to as well. So bless her heart. So I believe actually Mike is online as well. Actually, he's going to pop in. Are you there, Mike? Tick 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 tick. Mike, are you there?
I am, Nick. Just give me one second, mate. I'll be with you.
Okay, well, there you go. There's Mike. and also, I was talking about a little bit earlier on, Sarah. I was talking about the fact that...
I am in, Nick.
Sorry, are you in, are you?
Okay, I am, as you know, it's been a little bit different, Mike. So
it is. It's been one of them shows, Mike. I think
Things
are
thrown out of the test,
Nick,
but we overcome them every single time,
don't
we?
Yeah, we do.
We are good.
Yeah.
And nothing is impossible, is it?
No, and I'll be honest, okay? I got a call from our producer, Ken, okay, at 10:02, okay? 10:02, the hour of my show, saying, Nick, we've got a problem. I was like... Okay, it's not a problem. Just blah blah blah. Let's work this out. Even if we'd be running a little bit into shit, it's not a problem. you know, so I gave yourself a ring, Mike, and he said, oh, okay, let's see what we can do. And, you know, between you guys, you got things sorted. So thank you very much.
Well, yeah. Between the two of us, it was, you know, but, hey, you know, what's the important bit is that, you know, the people get to hear your, I say, sexy, wonderful singing voice on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Actually, I've got a bit of a strange question in the. I've just noticed it in the chat room. Can I request channeling messages from my guide?
What was the question, Nick?
Can I request channeling message from my guides?
Okay. That would be a private one, wouldn't it? You know, a private one-to-one.
That would be a private one-to-one. Mm. Yeah, because if it was to me, that question. How I would answer it would be that I'm a trance medium, so I do trance, and that's my way of channeling. So I would actually bring your guide through, or your loved one through, to give you that message personally. So that would be a private one-to-one thing. That would be. I have thought about whether or not I could do trance on radio, but the problem with trance is that yes, my voice changes. But my actual features change, and that's.
I don't think that would be wise on radio.
No. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just saying to people, I have thought about it, and the problem is that you wouldn't be able to see it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So and that's something you need. Yeah, Indigo, Charles, you can get in contact with me or Mike. My email and my website is www.nick-humphries.com. My email is info@nick-humphries.com, or you can just friend request me on Facebook at International Medium Nick Humphries, or like the page, and I'll friend request you that way. But at the moment, we've got lovely Sarah May online, and we've got lovely Mike Davis as well. So, Merry Christmas to you both, guys.
Merry Christmas, Nick. Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Happy Christmas, Mike. Happy Christmas, Nick, and everybody that's listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I am actually really surprised by the amount of people in the chat room today, being Christmas Day evening, you know?
Yeah.
And for some, I believe it might have been, if they're in Australia, if people are today, wouldn't it? So, but maybe not. That's too advanced.
You know, if you think on the Pacific time, though, Nick, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, no?
Yeah.
On the Pacific coast of America, and on the eastern coast, it is now 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know.
Yeah. So, wow, it's great.
It might be evening for us, but it's only just 2 in the afternoon in the Pacific side of America.
Yeah. I have also just noticed as well that there is somebody typing in the chat room, and it's all coming up as symbols. I don't know who that is, so apologies if I don't mention you, because I don't know who you are, and it's coming up as little boxes and little symbols and little question marks and so on, unless you're being extremely rude and telling me to sling me up. So I don't think you would be. So,
well, I wouldn't have thought to, because I was looking at the chat room earlier on, and they were saying, you know, it's nice to have you, and you know, I love tuning to your voice, because you're such a nice voice.
What?
And there's no comeback off that, Nick. It's Christmas Day. I'm not going to bring no comebacks.
I'm a bit worried there.
Well, yeah. See,
he's serious. That's what worries me.
Oh, dear.
No, there's no comebacks on Christmas Day, Nick. You know, the thing off went off. I won. I renounced it. You know, that we were both winners. I'm gonna have a little thing on Sunday on my show, because it's important, and I was asked to, and I'm gonna do it up as well on Sunday, hopefully.
We're going to sing again.
I am, yes, because you know, a wonderful producer, Ken, has kind of convinced me to sing a song. And I sent him over a track that I'd done, and he said that he thinks, in his professional opinion, that I have found a song that suits my voice perfectly.
Right.
I couldn't believe it was me singing to it. So, you know, I unleash that on Sunday. So Nick, you know, it'll be a pleasure to have you out here listening. I'm going to try that on Sunday under the watchful eye of our producer, obviously, and
yeah.
See how that goes.
Okay, cool. You can PM me, Mike, and tell me what track that is. I won't let anybody know. That'd be interesting. But can anybody else see this messages that this person's saying in the chat room? That'd be quite interesting. So I have no idea who it is and what they're trying to say, bless their heart. So, but it's coming up, on my end, it's coming up in all funny messages. It's in symbols, boxes and arrows and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So...
sometimes, Nick, if they are not, they need to change, I think,
change the font.
Yeah, the font, that's the one. Unfortunately, I'm not in the chat room right now. Our producer Ken is in there, which is, you know, that's fine. But I'm not in there, so I'm not privileged to see that right now.
Right.
There's an indigo child there. Can you see that one, Nick?
Yeah, I can.
Deal Layton. Elemental,
yep.
So I can see all of them.
All right, okay.
Mindy.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not going to say that one in case I get it wrong.
Oh, Sarah, you do like these cop-outs, don't you?
What do you mean, Mike?
Oh, Sarah, I know you. Well, I know Anya, and I know that you know what I mean with that little
no.
comment there. Well, I'm sure you do, Sarah. They have to cast my mind back to Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. I think we best to leave it there, Sarah, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have a think about that, Mike.
Because it's Christmas Day, you know. I won't. Because I'm a nice guy.
We'll be talking in a bit, Mike, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we'll talk in that symbols, you know, in that the way that it is in the chat room. So that nobody else knows what we mean to you. Do you mean?
Okay, Mike.
Mike.
Guys, listen, I'm going to go. I'm going to disappear on you. Not disappear from the background, obviously, because...
you're going to finish your bath.
Well, yes, because it does sound as if I'm in the bath a little now. I imagine.
Right, yep.
Because
it's not too bad, actually, this evening.
It's not that
connection.
Bad.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I'm not in Studio One. That's okay. That's fine.
Okay, cool. So, are you staying on?
I don't mind, Nick. I can come away and leave you to do your readings because obviously I'm sure you've got a lot of people there that want to have a reading with you, haven't you?
There are a few people. I think I'm going to go to the track and I'm going to come back and have some readings.
Okay, so, have a fantastic show.
Thank you for
Happy
coming
Christmas,
on and saying, yeah, thank you very much, Sarah. And it's really nice to hear your voice and Merry Christmas.
And you and everybody else and you, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
We're gonna have a party tonight.
you go. Satan Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. What a great track. I think I've jumped in. I think we should have an advert, and then I'll come back and do some readings. Maybe not. Christmas Day is great, isn't it? Hey?
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go. Right. So I've just been put off in chat. Right, okay, so we're going to get to the next caller, okay? We're going to do a reading, and I think the area code is 360. Are you there? Area code 360?
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Where are you calling from, sweetheart? And can I have your name?
My name's Laurie, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Laurie. Okay, and how can we help you this evening?
I was just wondering if I had any messages.
Okay, sweetheart. Let me just link to the spirit for you, okay? Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, as I link to the spirit, okay, I've got... okay, I just want to confirm. Okay, thank you. I've got a lovely lady that's coming forward for you, okay? I feel very motherly, but I feel more grandmother with her, possibly on your mum's side of the family. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Sweetheart, she's telling me that you've been a bit tearful. Do you understand this?
To be careful?
No, you've been a bit tearful.
Yeah, and I'm getting over the flu too.
Right, okay. She's also talking, it's not about the flu, okay? She's talking to me at the moment about that you're finding things quite hard at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She talk about the stresses, and she's telling me that you've been crying as well. Okay. She's telling me to tell you to not to panic and not to worry. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Right. So yeah, she's talking to me that there's quite a lot going on around you. Okay. She's talking to me about your work. That work isn't quite going as it should do. You understand this?
Yes. But I'm not working.
No, exactly. And she's also talking to me about relationship around you as well. Do you understand this? It's a relationship I feel it's come to an end. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you, sweetheart. She's talking to me about your work, okay? Because at the moment, even though you don't see it, your work is quite important because obviously you haven't got one, okay, a job. But she's talking to me... again? Okay. Right. She's talking to me about you being very light on your feet. Okay. So, her words and the way that she's saying to me is that you are very light on your feet. So, you do you understand this? What she means by this? She's talking about the fact that you can get around very quickly.
Hmm.
But she's talking about being light on your feet. But she's putting this in context with a job as well that's coming forward where you will be light on your feet. Okay, say again. Right, but okay, there's a couple of things here, okay? Because she's given me like, okay, right, I get you, thank you. She's given me the terminology of a trolley dolly, okay? Do you understand what that is? Do you know what a trolley dolly is?
Yes.
Okay, so she's talking to me about airlines around you. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Because at first, let me explain what I mean first, okay? At first, she started talking to me about bar work or alcohol or passing of drinks and so on. And then she showed me you walking up and down an aisle. And then she said being light on your feet. Well, the only reason you'd be light on your feet is if you were in the air, okay? And then she talked about airlines. She then showed me airlines around you or work around airlines. And she showed me you traveling up and down the aisles, handing out drinks to people. So I feel this is something that you'll either be doing, okay, or as in physically you'll be doing as a job, or you'll be travelling on an airline. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd probably be travelling on one.
Right, okay. But she's given me that this is something that you'll be doing quite a lot of. So either you're going to be doing a lot of travelling, or it's going to be you'll be part of an airline for quite a long time. Do you understand this?
Well, I'm 53 years old. I don't know if I would get hired by an airline, you know.
Hey, age got no restriction. This is what she's telling me, okay? Right, thank you. But mm-hmm. She's also telling me it's internal, she said. So there's internal flights. Right, thank you. Have you got, say again? She just gave me Alaska. Have you got links to Alaska or that sort of area?
I don't. But my father almost moved there once.
Right, okay. But she talked to it and she just very quickly just said the word Alaska. She'd be going to Alaska. Okay, I want that confirmed. Okay, thank you. Just confirmed that you are going to Alaska for some reason. Okay, thank you. But she's talking about the spring of next year, okay? Thank you. And she's given me May as well. So May is important. So either it's coming in May, or May is important to you anyway. It could be either birth, passing, or an anniversary of some sort, okay? But she's absolutely loving. Say again. Right, okay. Sweetheart, I keep feeling mum around you as well. Is mum in spirit?
Yes.
I think as well. Sweetheart, she gives when mum comes forward, okay, she's given me, like she would have passed over with some sort of illness as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. She just said to me it was caught too late. So would this be a cancerous thing that she would have passed over with?
I'm not sure. I didn't speak with her for many, many years.
Right, but she's talking to me about the fact that it was caught too late, okay?
Okay.
And she's given me the top half of her body, okay? So it would have been, the cancer would have been up there, okay? Maybe it's something that you might be able to find out. Again. Right, she's telling me that, I know you just said that you didn't talk for quite a while, but she's telling me you didn't talk for some while. Do you understand this? You didn't talk for some while.
Right.
But she just said it wasn't out of trying because she actually tried to make contact with you, she said. Do you understand this?
I can't imagine.
She just said to me as well that she actually sent you a letter. So, right, thank you. You've moved the dress. She just said you've moved the dress. She sent you a letter, but you've moved the dress. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So, spirit never lie, okay? She's telling me that she's written you letters, okay? But you never got them because you moved the dress, okay? And you didn't forward on an address to her, okay? Right, okay. Right, and also she's telling me that the dad's in spirit as well. Do you understand this?
Well, I think my dad's still alive.
Okay, she's giving me dad in spirit. She could be granddad, okay, but dad in spirit. Right. Let me tell you who this she's actually showing me. He's actually stepping forward. This gentleman would have been of around 5'7". He would have been bald on top, but he would have had hair around the sides, and he would have had a moustache as well. Okay, he looks like he would have had a round face. Okay, okay, but his smile would have been hidden by the moustache. Do you understand this? Thank you. You can see the twinkle in his eye. When he smiles, his eyes smile. That's because he's smiling at me now. Do you understand this a bit further?
Alright. Yeah, it sounds like my dad, but his mustache didn't hide his smile.
Okay. Well, that's what I see here. It's just like I see him smiling. I can see the smile, but his mustache would have just crept over his top lip a little bit. Okay. But the smile is in the eyes. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Really, it's because he's got the deep smile lines around his eyes. Really, really. But you say your dad's on the earth plane?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Okay. Say again. Right, it's just giving me something. Just bear me a second. Can you come forward? Give me a bit more. Second. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, would you understand that your father would have had heart disease? Do you understand this? That your father would have had heart disease? He's given me the heart.
Oh, my grandfather died of heart attack.
Okay. But this gentleman I've got in front of me is described as I said. Okay. So would your grandfather
yeah.
look the same?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Okay, say again. You are... Sweetheart, I'm really sorry, sweetheart, but I want to stick with father in spirit, okay? So maybe this is something you need to check out, darling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about heart disease, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong, okay? It's just the feeling that I get. It's just the feeling that I get, because it could be grandfather, but I will just stick with my first thought, and that this is father in spirit, okay?
Okay.
Sweetheart, have you been hearing the ringing of little bells? Little bells. He keeps talking to me about little bells.
Not that I'm aware of. I did have some ringing, though, in my ear, you know, like a long ringing. It wasn't like little bells, though.
Okay. It's only the information he's given me is that you've been hearing a ringing of little bells. So it could be that. I'm not making it fit, but it could be that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Give me a bit more. But he's talking to me, he's actually come forward really strong. He's talking to me about the fact that you need a bit more direction in your life, because you seem to be a bit lost as to where you're going at the moment. You understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, you need to have 5 minutes to yourself, he just said. He said, you need to sit down and work out really, truly what you want to do. But I do feel you travelling, okay? And this airline, as this lovely lady said, it'd be light of feet, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sure? Obviously, you can listen back to the archives of this, okay? But, sweetheart, I've got loads of callers that are waiting for a reading, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to leave you, okay? Please take the love from the spirit and find out about your father, okay? Make a phone call or two.
Okay.
Obviously,
thank you.
Right, so bless your heart, sweetheart. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year.
Yes, you too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you.
So, we've got lots of messages in the chat room at the moment. We've got, there was a message about if you can do channeling with a pendulum. You know, a pendulum is a link to your higher self and to your higher spirit, but it's only basic information. It's only a yes and no. You know, it's that's all it is. It's not a true channel, okay? not the true channels of spirit, as in like they talk, they give you information like I am, okay, or Mike does or Sarah does or so on, okay. So that's what that is. Let's go to our next caller, area code 310 next, if we can do that for me, please. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. This is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Cool. Okay. And, very nice.
And I tried so hard to get into the chat room, and finally I was able to succeed. Took a long time, but it was worth the wait.
Saw that. We are, as you, I don't know if you, obviously you are aware, because you've had trouble getting into chat room, but we've had trouble with Blog Talk this evening. Okay, it's Christmas. There's lots of Christmas shows going on. We've all had to bear with it and dig in deep. So how can I help this evening?
I just wanted to thank you. I'm a fan. I listen most of the time, and actually when I'm at work. But today I'm not at work, and I would just wanted to say hello, and if there's any messages for me.
Well, hello back, and thank you for follower. You know, it's without you being there to listen, you know, we wouldn't be here. Okay, thank you. I'm just asking Spirit to come forward. Okay, thank you. So yeah, I've got a gentleman to come forward for you, okay, in spirit. I do feel very strongly towards the father side of the family here, even to the fact that this is possibly father in spirit. Do you understand this?
I have a father-in-law and a grandfather.
Okay, but in spirit I'm talking about.
That is right, in spirit, yes.
Right, thank you. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. I'm not asking a question here. It's just something they said to me, is that you need perking up. You need perking up. Mm-hmm. You understand it, okay?
I do.
And they keep showing me, in fact, in Studio 3 where I am now, okay, they keep showing me boxes around me. Are you packing up, or are you living out of boxes, or is it... Thank you.
I would very much like to move.
Right, okay. Because they're showing me that these boxes around, it's all... Are you packed, ready to move, and you're just waiting to do something about it? Because I keep seeing these boxes... Right, okay. So you're living out of boxes at the moment.
Well, my daughter is actually moving, and she's packing. But
okay.
I am also trying to also move. But I'm not packing or living out of boxes.
Okay, well, all they're doing is to show me boxes lying around and ready to go, okay? So they keep talking to me about lease or letting, okay? So this is something that you're looking in. So, right, okay. Okay, thank you. And this father gentleman in spirit, okay, he's actually quite a tall gentleman as well. Do you understand this? He's quite a tall gentleman. And quite slender as well. What's that then? Okay. He's talking to me about an operation as well. So I'm not saying that he passed by an operation, but he's talking to me about an operation that he had on the physical. Do you understand this?
I don't know. Okay.
Bear me a second, okay? I'm asking.
Okay.
Is it something... Okay, he keeps talking to me about operation, and he's showing me right-hand side just above the hip, okay?
I've had that operation one time. Myself,
right.
I once did.
Mm-hmm. He's just tying in the link there, okay? So you've had the operation. Great, thank you very much, Spirit, for that message, okay?
Thank you.
He's talking about the fact that... this letting, or I like to give a bit of evidence, and I like to give a bit of the message as well, okay? So he's talking about these boxes. I hope he takes these boxes back with him, because I don't want them in my room, okay? he's about get ready, okay? That's why they're here. Get ready, get packing, because it's going to happen.
Thank you.
He's talking very, very early January as well, as quick as that, okay?
Wow.
Sweetheart, he's also given me the 5th I'm not sure if it's the 5th of January or if the 5th of a month is actually important to you.
Mm-hmm.
When? 5th of? I do actually feel like it's 5th of January. So so that is quite quick. I don't know if it's something to do with the move or it's to do with your daughter's move, but he's mm-hmm. talking about... what's that then? Okay. He's also shown me, he's just made me aware of my wrist, okay? And he's pointing to my wrist. Right, thank you. And he's talking about watch, okay? A watch. Okay, so, right.
I know what you're talking about.
It's his, is that right? Is it his watch? He keeps showing me a watch on my wrist, and I don't wear watches.
There's a gentleman that I'm interested in. And he was the CEO of a watch company. And one of the things I wanted for confirmation speaking with you was about the watches.
Okay. Well, take it as you will. But he's showing me a watch. But in particular, he's showing me on my right wrist. Okay?
The right wrist.
Okay? I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't know if that links into something around you or to do with this gentleman, but he's showing me on my right wrist, okay? And it is a gentleman's watch, okay? I thought it is at first, okay, but obviously it's not. Right, thank you. And he's just said to me, all good things come to those that wait, okay?
So you've been
waiting for quite some time, thank you. And he's just given me the link to the time as well, okay? You've been waiting for quite some time for all this to happen. Do you understand this?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, bless you. Okay, give me a bit more. Okay. Who? Okay. Sweetheart, he's also making me link to an aunt that would be in spirit around you. Do you understand this? An aunt?
An R?
Aunt.
An aunt. Oh, auntie. I apologize. Yes. Yes.
Okay. He said auntie, and then he followed it with the initial D. So it's either it's the auntie D or it's, but there's a D around this person. Do you understand this?
I had a T as in Tom.
Right. That'd be an uncle. You say Tom.
Yeah.
Then he said,
an auntie. It's with a T is what I was thinking. I'm not sure. I'm gonna hold that for now.
Okay. But let me ask. Is it D or T? Say again? Okay. It sounds like D to me. Okay. I'll stick with it. I'll change to make it fit. He's sending me auntie is here and he's giving me D. Okay. But she'd be quite short as well, this lady. Okay. From what he's showing me is this, because he's putting his hands up as this like a height thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's quite, well, I'd say average, but he's saying short. Okay.
Okay.
Right. And also, he's telling me for you to put your specs on, put your glasses on as well. You understand this? He's telling me about putting your glasses on. Thank you. Clear vision.
Clear vision, okay.
Okay.
Is it clear vision regarding the man?
Okay. Is it regarding man? With all mm-hmm. things. It's just with all things.
Okay.
Right. Because he's shown, and in fact, what he's done, because I work very physical with spirit, okay, actually made my hands up as if I'm wearing a pair of glasses with my fingers, okay, you know me do as a kid, okay, but the rest of my hands are in front of my face, so I'm being blinkered,
mm-hmm.
okay, so he's saying
mm-hmm.
to me, clear vision, because you are blinking yourself from everything else around you, do you understand this?
Yes.
Seeing the whole picture, he just, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when he comes forward a bit more and he talks to me, he's actually a really gentle man, okay?
Yeah.
He's got a really lovely laugh because he just laughed. He likes the fact that I'm putting my fingers over my eyes. Okay, but he's got a really lovely laugh. Say again. Right, what's that then? Did you used to make him sandwiches? Did you used to make him a sandwich? He's telling me that you make a sandwich?
Not particularly, but we used to eat food a lot. he was such a gentle soul and such a wonderful, wonderful soul.
He's talking to me, right, and he's showing me Who made them? Thank you. He said that, he said she did, so he's talking about you. And he's talking
okay.
about, but it would have been a chunky looking sandwich, okay?
okay.
Right, so he's talking about a chunky looking sandwich. All he's doing is just giving you a bit of more evidence about himself, okay? And also
uh-huh.
from memory, okay? Say again. Right, thank you. And he's just saying it's been hard for you this Christmas, hasn't it? That's what he just said.
Yes.
He just said, please don't worry, okay? We are all there with you. Because you've been asking us, okay? That's
yes.
what he just said, okay? Bless
Absolutely.
You, sweetheart. He's just saying that we are all there with you, celebrating.
Thank you.
Okay? Right, he said we obviously he'd been there long before that, and he talked about Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart, okay?
And that man that we talked about, the watch, I just to put my spectacles on, or just the message
okay.
was all things come when you wait?
Things come to those who wait, and
he
told me that you've been waiting quite a while for these things to happen, or this thing to happen. You understand
right.
that?
Okay, I got it now.
But also, then he later on he told me about the fact that you are a bit blinkered to other stuff that's going on around you. I do
yes.
feel this is more towards a move or the possibility of moving to broaden your horizons. Does that make sense?
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you, Nick.
You are most welcome, sir. Please take the gorgeous love from this gentleman from the spirit world and your aunt and everybody else that resides in the spirit world for you, okay? But know that they are.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you for your service. You're really terrific, and I'll continue to listen.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Thank you. And you take care. Have a lovely Christmas.
Take care now. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Take care. Isn't it so nice? Get a message from a loved one for Christmas, for Christmas. I know my show is ticking away here, so I think what we're going to do is my throat is a little bit sore. I know time's ticking. I've got 10 minutes. I will get another reading in, and I'm going to go for a quick track. We're not going to sing tonight. We're going to go for a quick track. I'm going to have a sip of drink. I'll come back and I'll do another reading, and still got 10 more callers. I could be here all night. I'll try and get through as many as I can. Okay, but I do need a drink. Just a 2-minute track. I might even cut into the track quickly so I can come back and do another reading for you. So, police producer, quick track.
I'm not afraid to die.
Well, there you go. That's the lovely Mariah Carey. Excuse me. I feel I've got time for one, squeeze one more very quick reading in. So we'll go to the phone lines, and I believe it's area code 512. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. You're free to Nick Humphrey's medium show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hi. Can I say your name?
Paige.
Hi, Paige. And where are you calling from?
I am in Texas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Can you turn your volume down just slightly? If that's possible.
Is that better?
That's much better, thank you. So how can we help you?
I just wanted to see if my loved ones that passed over had anything, that messages that they had for me today.
Okay. Right, thank you. So I've got a gentleman that's coming forward for you from Spirit World, okay? Very strong-looking gentleman as well, as in his personality and the way that he comes forward to me. Right, thank you. And he's got a very very strong accent, like obviously an American accent, and he's talking to me about that. He's saying to you to keep going, okay? Right. But he's talking about never give up with things. Never give up. I don't know what he means by it, okay? Only you can understand what he means. But he's talking about never give up. Give me a bit more information.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Right. And would you understand? It keeps mm-mm at me. It's like mm-mm. Do you understand what
he means? Like saying no.
Yeah, it's his way of doing things. It's like almost like an Eddie Murphy expression, you know. Mm-mm. does that make any sense to you?
It's probably telling me no, whatever I'm thinking. He's probably sounds like he's saying no, don't do that.
Right, but he's also trying to give me a bit more of a personality, what his personality would have been like. Okay.
Well, it sounds like my dad, but it could also be an uncle.
I was gonna say dad's side of family. I was gonna say more like grandfather, but as you say, it could be dad. Okay, and he keeps saying to me, "You go, girl." Okay, so it's like that's what I mean. He's really strong, really forceful with the way that
when you say "you go, girl," it sounds like my uncle. Sounds like words that he would use when you say "you go, girl."
Okay.
That sounds like words he would use.
Okay. Right, thank you. Okay. But he's just said to me something very interesting, okay? Is it right that you haven't been to church recently?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Because he's just said to me, I haven't seen you in church recently, okay?
That's correct.
Right, and that you need to start going. Right, thank you.
Okay.
He's also talking to me about your voice. Okay? Your voice.
Yes.
He tells me you've got a beautiful voice.
Oh.
That you had, is it right? Because he's given me singing here. That you sing? Well, you should be singing?
Oh, I can't even carry a tune, but I guess when I'm in church, I sing, and I don't care who hears me.
Right, okay. Okay, right, thank you. Because I feel very gospel around you, so do you understand it?
Say that again?
I feel very gospel. So it's like either gospel
church? Oh, yes.
Yes, okay, so
the family is very gospel.
But he's, okay, because when I link to him, okay, and he's actually singing to me now, okay, he's singing gospel, and I'm not going to sing the words, okay, but he's singing gospel, and he's telling me that right, thank you. Because he's giving me the gospel choir, so either you're part of it, or I think it's more the fact that you sing the gospel, okay? Okay. So yeah, also he's just standing to one side a little bit. He's brought through a grandmother that's in spirit as well that would have gone to church.
Yeah,
okay.
That's her. Yes.
Okay. And right, thank you. Say again. Right. So she's coming forward and she looks like she's got tears in her eyes. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. No, hang on a second. Okay. Right. Again. Okay. Thank you. They are tears, okay, but they are tears of joy, but also tears of thanks as well, okay?
Okay.
And she was a very emotional person. She was a very emotional person. She would have not cried everywhere, but she's got lots of emotion for you. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense, yes.
And she's also saying thank you as well. Thank you for all that you've done for her. You understand this?
Oh, wow. Yes,
She's telling me that you've done a lot for her in her living years. Talk about joy. But sweetheart, I did say it was going to be a very quick reading, okay?
Yes, I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
Please take their love, okay, from the spirit world. They are absolutely wonderful, especially the gentleman and the lady. But go to church, go to the gospel and sing your heart out, sweetheart, because they are waiting to hear your voice, okay?
Thank you so much. Yep. Okay, blessings to you.
Yep.
Okay, have a good night.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, bye-bye.
Well, guys, it's been one of those shows where things have gone up and gone down and not gone the way that we hoped. And but we get through. We dig in. We carry on. Spirit never let us down, okay, because they want us to work. If you are one of the callers that was waiting online, I deepest apologies. I wanted to get onto the show and you wanted to have a reading, but there's always next week, okay? It's a New Year's show. Please get on. And I will just do as many readings as I can. I'll do less music, just many readings as I can. But until next week, thank you for joining me this evening on this Christmas night. And I hope you had a fantastic day as I did. Love and light to you all. Good evening.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphries or visit his website, www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.